Tom. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thanks for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking to a gentleman who's been with us many times before. We always enjoy his company. He is from Consumer Reports and also, like myself, a former member of the Motor Trend staff. Jeff Bartlett is standing by to tell us all about something really cool, and that's a Consumer Reports 2014 Car Brand Perception Survey, and this survey is just chock full of all kinds of information. Also, coming up a little bit later on, if you're going to be with us in the third hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the executive editor of Cars.com, who's going to be telling us about the Chicago Auto Show. I didn't make it to the Chicago Auto Show this year, but it is open wide for the public now, and the press days have concluded. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number. Here it is. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, it's bob@autoworldradio.com. I'll throw out a trivia question. I've asked this one before, and I haven't asked it for a while, but for whatever reason, I would like to ask it again. Let's see if folks can dive into their television memory banks and go back to the theme song of All in the Family. In my opinion, one of the greatest sitcoms of all time. I would put it right up there, along with my two favorites, probably being Seinfeld, number one, All in the Family, number two. Many others are in that top five. I'd have to think about the rest of the list, but those are my top two. What was the vehicle that was mentioned in the All in the Family theme song? There was actually a brand of a vehicle, which is no more, that was mentioned in that All in the Family theme song. Whoever can come up with the answer, we've got a cool prize for you from the Busted Knuckle Garage, as well as some free wash drop samples. So dial us up at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or fire us an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, it's my pleasure to welcome Senior Automotive Editor for Consumer Reports, Mr. Jeff Bartlett, back to Auto World. How you doing there, Jeff?
Doing great. It's good to be back on air with you, Bob.
Let's talk a little bit about this survey. It's very cool. It's the 2014 Car Brand Perception Survey. This is something that you guys do each and every year. Tell us a little bit about the reasoning behind the survey, and also the methodology in which the survey is comprised of.
The Car Brand Perception Survey is an interesting twist on what we usually do. Consumer Reports spends so much of its time developing its own test data and conducting surveys to understand reliability issues and factual things. But with this survey, what we're doing is we're reaching out to a random nationwide audience and asking how these consumers perceive different brands and which ones they think stand out in seven car buying factors. And the methodology for it, to make sure that it's a completely level playing field, this is an unaided survey. We're calling up and we're asking people to name the car brands that they think of, and then we drill in. And our statisticians then correct for brand awareness. So a big popular brand does not have an advantage over a smaller, less known, or perhaps more regionally focused brand. From this, then, we're able to get a good measure on who's standing out and who's not.
That's excellent. Let's talk about those seven key factors. What are those seven individual factors that you guys look at?
Well, the factors that we use for the survey are, in rank order of popularity, quality, safety, performance, value, fuel economy, design, and technology and innovation. And what we've seen over the past couple of years, past few years really, is quality and safety really stand out above all others. And we're very interested to watch and see if this changed as the country entered and is slowly moving out of an economic downturn, shall we say. But still, people want a good, reliable car, and perhaps quality in some minds also reflects pocketbook issues. A car that is well put together may not cost, have that surprise expense down the road. But it's also rewarding to see safety, despite the obvious wallet concerns, still remains a top factor for car shoppers.
That's great. Let's talk about some of the brands and how they did. Certainly, a couple of brands to watch, I would have to say, would be Subaru and Tesla, as they did extremely well.
They sure did. The top four brands are kind of our blue chip brands for this survey. Toyota had a commanding lead over Ford, Honda, and Chevrolet. Then right behind them was Tesla and Subaru. Each of those brands climbed up more than 40 points in this year's survey, showing that they're standing out in some of these car buying factors for consumers.
Yeah, I can certainly understand the reason behind both of these jumping up. I mean, Subaru, I personally, our family vehicle is a Subaru Forester, and certainly great for the New England weather and great with its standard all-wheel drive. And this vehicle has won numerous accolades. It won the Motor Transport Utility of the Year Award, matter of fact, twice in recent times. And this is not only a good car from Subaru, but they've got a whole lineup of great cars, and every single one has the all-wheel drive, with the exception of the sports car, the BRZ. And the other thing that I noticed with Subaru, too, is not only great resale value, but also safety seems to be very much becoming more and more a part of the Subaru brand's DNA.
And that's where they really gained points in the survey. Subaru has put in a concerted effort to perform at top levels, to get excellent and good ratings in the NHTSA and the insurance industry crash test. The attention that it's garnered from doing that and also hitting those hot buttons for people researching and drilling into the data is really paying off for Subaru. The other facet, which you touch on as well, is the consistency. A brand that has a consistent image across its product portfolio is one that has a very clear message and is going to stand out to consumers. With Subaru on the safety front, every model is a top safety pick, with the limited exception of its oldest model, the Tribeca. This makes it very easy to say, oh, Subarus are safe. They have all-wheel drive. And these are the case for most of the models. And as you drill in throughout the survey, you see that the brands that send more of a mixed message, it doesn't pay off for them.
Let's talk a little bit about Tesla. This, of course, is more of a boutique brand. Does extraordinarily well in California. It's almost kind of like the new fashion statement, just as the Toyota Prius was when it first came out. A lot of movie stars and high-profile folks like to be seen in this vehicle. I have seen a few around in the greater Boston area. I haven't seen any since I've been down here in Florida. But this vehicle can get quite pricey, but nevertheless, it seems to be drawing a lot of buyers, and they're doing unusual things, too. I know going back to Massachusetts, they had a dealership in a suburban mall, the Natick Massachusetts Mall, and I know a lot of car dealers aren't happy with that, but again, they're doing things differently than other manufacturers.
And that seems to be appealing to consumers.
Yeah,
when we come back, stands out in multiple factors.
When we come back, we'll get your thoughts on Tesla, and then we're going to run down all these different seven categories that Consumer Reports looked at to put this survey together. It's all about brand perception. And don't forget, we've got that trivia question out there. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Free from the
shackles of corporate America. We're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. AutoGeek.com is the web hotspot for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now. www.autogeek.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission and Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for being here. We're chatting with Jeff Bartlett from Consumer Reports, consumerreports.org, all about a new survey done by Consumer Reports, the 2014 Car Brand Perception Survey, and two brands really took big jumps this year. Subaru, which we've talked about, and Tesla, which jumped 47 points last year to an overall position of fifth with 88 points. And Jeff, Tesla, as you said, is really doing things a lot different than a lot of the other automakers.
And that seems to be paying off, not only in sales, as you mentioned before the break, where they're selling as many as they can build, but as this survey reveals, they're making a big impression among all consumers, which sets them up in a very good position so long as they can continue implying those virtues to their upcoming more affordable models. What we saw this year in the survey is that Tesla's really registering with consumers through multiple factors, and that's the key for getting a high score. It's standing out for safety with its crash test and all the hubbubaloo around that. For innovation, quite naturally, not only does the electric car have more than 200 miles of range, but it looks like a concept car on the inside. It's very cool. It stands out for performance. It has Corvette-like performance in a family sedan with potentially three rows of seating. There's a lot there to love, and like I said, if Tesla can carry the essence forward, it puts them in a very good spot, especially if they're already ranked among some of the most established brands in the nation.
Yeah, it is really true. It's going to be very interesting to see how Tesla does in the long run. They seem to have survived the fire scenario that they were plagued with, the couple of instances that happened where there were vehicle fires. But the gentleman at the helm there, Elon Musk, is quite a determined soul, and I know that this vehicle is just the first of many that we'll see from the Tesla nameplate.
And that's right. I look forward to seeing the Model X and the more affordable sedan. If they have these virtues, they're going to be quite impressive machines indeed.
Let's take a look, Jeff, at some of the individual qualities that you guys look at, beginning with quality. This seems to be the top factor for most car buyers. Tell us about some of the brands that have done particularly well in the quality area.
Well, the top five brands in quality are the same as last year. There's only been a slight shuffling. This category is led by Toyota, which has a couple-point lead over second-place Mercedes-Benz, followed closely by Ford, Chevrolet, and Honda. And it's easy to see in looking at these brands what consumers are perceiving when they say quality. It can be a combination of durability and reliability, cars that can go the distance, as well as cars that make a really good first impression. And I'd say that Toyota falls in that first category of proven track record, where most of its models are quite reliable. Mercedes and Ford, on the other hand, they make models that make a great first impression, but are known to have more reliability hiccups over time.
That's a really good point. Our telephone number is toll-free from anywhere. You can dial us up at our regular number, which is, of course, 855-660-4261. We got a trivia question out there, and we'd also really would like to talk to our listeners also about what they perceive as being the best quality brands out there and the brands with the best perception. Let's go to the caller line right now, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa, and welcome Pat to the show. Pat, welcome to the broadcast. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. Well, let's see if we can solve the trivia question here. All in the Family, the great sitcom from the 1970s starring Carol O'Connor and the late Gene Stapleton, had a very famous theme song in which a particular brand of car was mentioned. Pat, do you remember that particular brand of car?
Yes, I do. It was LaSalle.
That's right. Do you want to sing that song for us?
No, thanks.
Well, that's okay. I gave it a shot. How about, Pat, when it comes to your opinion, what vehicle brands, in your opinion, have the best quality? Which brands have the best perception of all the different things that Consumer Reports looked at, quality, safety, performance, value, fuel economy, design and style, technology and innovation? What would you put at your personal, what would Pat have on his personal list of of those brands that really hit a home run in those areas?
Well, I really like the Lexus models. I've had a couple of those, and they're very reliable and dependable and very comfortable.
And certainly, Jeff, Lexus did quite well in the survey overall.
Lexus is a very strong player for us in reliability, but in our brand perception survey, it's actually ranked down closer to 17th overall.
Interesting.
This is a brand that makes many good products, but based on the survey, isn't standing out as much as some of the others.
Kind of a brand in transition right now as they try and inject a little bit more of a sporting image. But certainly you're right when it comes to reliability and quality, Pat. You're right on the money. Well, thank you so much. Hang on the line, and Matt will get all of your information. We'll send you out a cool prize courtesy of Warren Tracy and the Busted Knuckle Garage. Our telephone number, once again, toll-free if you'd like to say hello to Jeff Bartlett from Consumer Reports and tell us your particular pick when it comes to the best quality vehicle out there on the road. We'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261. Let's take a look at some of the other attributes here. Safety, for decades, people always, when you thought about safety in cars, Volvo was always the name that came to mind. What about here in 2014? How is Volvo doing in the safety area? And tell us about some of the other brands that are up-and-comers in safety.
Volvo continues to dominate in safety, something that we've seen since we began this survey about 7 years ago. This year it actually increased its score. It's up 7 points over last year to 60 points total, which is twice what second-ranked Subaru had done in this year's survey. So clearly Volvo still owns that perception of safety. One of the challenges, as you see as we drill down through the survey, is in many of the categories, it's hard for brands to distinguish themselves. And I see this very much in the safety arena as we monitor not only crash test performance closely, but also the advent of advanced safety features. Thanks to some very tenacious suppliers, some successful suppliers is what I mean, the proliferation of this technology is going across the board. The things that were truly only available on a limited number of cars a few years ago are now readily available on mainstream cars, such as forward collision warning, blind spot detection, and so forth. So I think this area is going to continue to be one where the brands are really going to strive to stand out.
Really good point. More with Jeff Bartlett from Consumer Reports straight ahead.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there?
Thank you so much for joining us here today. We're live all across North America, and our very special guest is a good friend of the broadcast, Jeff Bartlett from Consumer Reports. We're telling you all about Consumer Reports 2014 Car Brand Perception Survey. And, Jeff, why don't we turn our attention now to performance, and this one surprised me a little bit. Chevrolet has taken the lead here in this department. Tell us more.
Well, that doesn't entirely surprise me. If you had to pick one car that graced more covers than any other in the past year, I think, I'm guessing, that you and I probably agree it was the Chevrolet Corvette.
Of course, yep.
So, and the Vette is back, bigger, better, faster than ever, and it's backed by a variety of models that also up the ante in performance. Now, when we think performance, it actually can come in a couple different ways. Traditional driving enthusiasts like you and I immediately think of big power and big track numbers. But these days, performance also speaks to efficiency. So with Chevrolet, you see a brand that actually goes in both directions. You have the Corvette, you have the Camaro, you have the SS, a large family sedan with the heart of a Corvette. But then you also have the Chevrolet Cruze diesel. You have the Malibu hybrid. You have the new Silverado that's more efficient. So I think Chevrolet was able to come out on top this year because it approached performance in a multifaceted way.
That's a really good point.
Second place again this year with the same score as last is BMW. Yeah. They only make one thing, the ultimate marketing machine. There's a product line that certainly embodies performance and continues to be recognized for it. Rounding out the list is Ford, again, balancing the fuel efficient with track-type performance. Audi, seeing that again with the S and the RS models, as well as its diesels. And Lamborghini, which I think only focuses on strictly the track performance.
Yeah, absolutely. As a Corvette enthusiast like myself, there's no question. I haven't had the chance yet to drive the 2014 Stingray. Can't wait to do that. And, of course, I was in Detroit, as you were, and I'm in love with the new Z06. I'll tell you, what an incredible performance vehicle, almost eclipsing the ZR1. I mean, if indeed, and depends on who you talk to, some of the Corvette people say there won't be, but I've heard from some pretty high-up sources, they say there will be a ZR1. Boy, what's that one going to be? Over 700 horsepower, no question.
It's hard to imagine being able to tap even a fraction of that performance in the real world.
That's
certainly
true.
There's always a need for motorsports, but wow, even the base car now, the Stingray, has amazing performance, such that couldn't even dream of 10 or 15 years ago, especially for the price.
Yeah, did Consumer Reports buy a Stingray, or is that still on the wish list?
Oh, no, we bought it the moment it went on sale.
Very cool.
Yeah, now, unfortunately, that, of course, means right at the onset of the colder months. So while we've had it, we've been very gingerly putting on its break-in miles and looking forward to spring for some more authoritative testing or flogging, depending on how you look at it.
Well, I look forward to much more reports on the Consumer Reports Stingray from Corvette. So that's going to be cool to hear. Let's talk about value. And this is something that, most folks, including myself, very much it's very important. I mean, it's something that's very close to my heart. I mean, whether you're talking value in performance cars, value in luxury cars, or value in economy cars, I love vehicles that give you a great bang for the buck.
And ultimately, that's one of the challenges of shopping. While everyone may have their certain passion play that, they focus on the Corvette or something else like that when they begin shopping, the reality is you really want to find that perfect nexus of all the performance, comfort, and convenience, and giving you the most for the money. This year, Toyota once again is signaled out as the brand that is doing that for most consumers. In fact, the top five list looks very familiar. We have Toyota, Honda, Ford, Kia, Chevrolet, all mainstream brands that make a compelling argument to offering a lot for the money. Probably the interesting thing in this category is we saw Kia come in at fourth, trading places with Hyundai. Hyundai had it last year, and they swapped not only positions, but also points. Kia's up 8 points, Hyundai's down 8 points.
Interesting.
These seem to be brands that, when they're in the media, when they're making headlines with new product or one of their innovative incentives, like Hyundai has done in the past with its warranties or financing protection should you lose your job, those seem to pay off. But because that's not a continuous year after year effort, in the minds of consumers, they're kind of come, up and down, up and down. Consistency would pay off better for them in the long run, as we see with these other brands.
Kia is certainly a brand just like its cousin or sibling, Hyundai. I mean, they've done a great job of styling and also loading in a lot of great standard content. But certainly, Peter Schreier, who used to be the head designer, now the president of Kia, I really love the look of some of the Kias. The Optima is one of my favorite affordable sedans from a looks perspective. Certainly the Soul is my favorite of the box vehicles. And when you look at the Cadenza and some of the newer offerings, the new K900, which I haven't really had an opportunity to see up close and personal, and some of the concept vehicles that they have out there, they really are injecting a lot of design passion into the brand, and I think that's probably part of the reason. I mean, Matt Stone, somebody we both worked at Motor Trend, I know that his wife recently got a Kia Optima hybrid, and she had a Prius before that, and And I was out on the Chrysler launch there in September of the Ram and Jeep and Durango models, and Matt came over to say hello, and I sat in the car with him, and he said, you know, look at all the stuff that this vehicle's got standard, and when it comes for bang for the buck, the Koreans are really doing a great job.
And clearly that's making an impression. Certainly any of the newest models from those two brands, if you check out in the showroom, you'd be surprised at what they offer. You know, things like rear heated seats,
Yeah. Something
that you used to have to buy an S-Class to get. So in terms of value and being able to put a lot of great comforts into a mainstream model, yeah, they're definitely standing out.
Let's talk about fuel economy. This is certainly something on everybody's mind, and traditionally this has been owned by Toyota. What happened for 2014?
Well, absolutely no change for the top-ranking Toyota. Once again leads with the exact same number of points. It has 40 once again. Second place this year is Smart, and that puzzles me a little bit. Smart, of course, benefits from our statistical analysis where we address brand awareness. But these little tiny cars, while efficient, aren't that efficient, especially requiring premium fuel. There are cars that are bigger, safer, more enjoyable that offer the same. But this isn't reality. This is perception. Honda is third, followed by Tesla, arguably the most fuel-efficient brand on the market because they don't use any fuel, and Volkswagen.
Volkswagen, no doubt, probably making some traction here with their great clean diesels, the TDIs, as well as their fuel-sipping gas engine. Straight ahead, more with Jeff Bartlett here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Miles east of the highway, hot sparks burn.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thank you for being here. Jeff Bartlett is with us, very special guest, Consumer Reports senior auto editor, and he is telling us all about Consumer Reports' 2014 Car Brand Perception Survey. Jeff, is there a place online that folks can check this out, or will they have to wait for the up-to-the-minute edition to hit newsstands across the country?
Well, this is actually an online-only project, and the story is currently available. Simply visit consumerreports.org, and in the car section, we have a large slide promoting it. In addition, we've done three stories in our news blog as well.
Great. Let's talk about design and style. Of course, they always say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I'm curious to see what the respondents to the survey came up with in this realm.
Well, the beholders gave a four-way tie on this one.
Wow.
Looking close at the numbers, meaning, you know, the decimal points, BMW has the lead with Cadillac, Audi, and Mercedes tying once you round the figures. And then Chevrolet is a couple points behind. So here we see, arguably among four of the leading luxury brands, all vying for the best in design. In a way, that's not surprising.
No, that's true. Absolutely. How about the rest of the top ten? Who made the grade there?
Well, we see Chevrolet is the top of the domestic brands. And then we see a cluster of, you know, Asian domestic Fords in there, Hondas in there. It becomes a little less clear.
Mm-hmm.
But it, definitely at the top of the ranks, we're seeing this attention to detail, which, you know, really anyone who's been paying close attention to the industry the last couple of years can really recognize, not only as material science has improved, but what's been able to be done with lighting and just the details that really turn sheet metal into jewelry. And we're seeing that mostly with these luxury brands.
So true. I mean, it's amazing to see how, you know, one brand's use of LEDs around the headlights, as you say, as jewelry, has really transcended across many brands now. We're seeing it in a whole slew of brands, including some inexpensive brands. So that's interesting to see. Technology and innovation. This is interesting. The least important car buyer factor rated by consumers in Consumer Reports survey is technology and innovation is still a significant consideration for at least 68% of car shoppers. You would think so, especially with younger demos.
Well, when we drill into the data and look at the younger buyers, they certainly put a higher priority on some of the infotainment features, the integration with the smartphone, and some of the leading-edge technologies that perhaps an older buyer may be less familiar with. But it is interesting year after year that technology remains the lowest of the car buying factors, which if you keep that in mind next time you watch TV, it's interesting to see how many ads actually focus on that without telling you the basics about the car, such as its fuel economy, how powerful it is, how many people it seats. They're focused on the latest bells and whistles. But as we're seeing, many cars now, perhaps most, all come with a pretty broad array of bells and whistles. They differ in the details, but conversationally to the researcher, they all have that ability. So it's not as distinguishing. That all said, the brand that really stood out is Tesla. Here's a car that not only has the same bells and whistles as the other brands, but the car in and of itself is innovative. Even just walking up to it and seeing the door handles motor out to greet your hand, it creates quite an impression, let alone being able to drive on electric-only power for 225-plus miles, having a dash that is as clean as a concept car with a gigantic touchscreen in it that looks like an iPad's big brother. It measures about 18 inches. There's no question, this is an innovative car. It's followed by Mercedes, Toyota, Ford, and BMW, companies that I think you and I could probably kick around and come up with half a dozen different ways that they're all innovative, from powertrain to infotainment of their own.
Absolutely. And, you know, as an automotive journalist, it's fascinating. You know, I'm very fortunate to get a new vehicle to evaluate each week. And the differences between the navigation systems and the infotainment systems between one brand and another brand can be really significant in ease of use. I mean, this is something that, especially for older buyers, I got an email recently from a lady who wanted to know if there was a vehicle out there that she could purchase in the luxury field. She wanted a domestic vehicle like a Lincoln or a Cadillac that didn't use, in her words, a computer to set the heat and climate controls and the radio settings. And a few brands have addressed that with redundant knobs and stuff, but still, there's a steep learning curve with some of these systems out there when you jump into them. I mean, you really do have to, if you purchase these cars, read that owner's manual and learn that system.
And you also need to be aware with some of them, they've proven to actually be a reliability factor. Not just challenging to use, but like your computer, they can lock up, they have glitches. That's something that consumers really should double check on as well. With controls, that's an area that you don't necessarily want to be on the bleeding edge.
Oh, that's so true. Consumer Reports has been around since 1936. You guys have over 8 million subscribers to your magazine. Of course, you don't take any advertisers. And the real thing that separates you guys from all the rest, as far as I'm concerned, is the fact that you purchase all the vehicles that you evaluate, which nobody else to my mind does. I know once in a while you'll see an Edmunds.com or a Cars.com purchase a car or something like that, but certainly not everything. And kudos to you guys for doing that. And, of course, you've got that amazing test center, which I still haven't seen, and one of these days I definitely must see down in Connecticut. How big is it? 50, is it 50 acres, something like that?
It's 327 acres.
Oh, my God.
Pure joy. it's a great facility, and it's certainly a great asset for us. And please feel free to arrange a time to come out in the spring, and we'll let you play with the Corvette. We've got essentially a proving ground that allows us to evaluate all of these cars in a consistent manner year after year, and great attention is paid to make sure that all of the test results are comparable.
That's fantastic. Jeff, for folks who are logging on to consumerreports.org, I know you update the site every day. What kind of stuff can folks find there on an average day?
Well, in the car space specifically, we have a full portfolio of information from our very extensive road tests, which are based on weeks of evaluation, to reliability data, owner cost data, owner satisfaction data. Anything you need to know to make a smart car purchase decision is there. But we also cover a wide variety of topics, from health to home and appliances, money. There is something that can help any consumer with their daily life up on the site, as well as daily news that might inform and entertain.
We're a little short on time. I wanted to get your take on some of the vehicles in Detroit. We touched on the Z06 from Corvette, but in the remaining minute or so here, I'd really like to get your take on the next generation of the Ford F-Series. The F-150 is all new for 2015. Aluminum intensive, this is still the best-selling vehicle in America and the best-selling truck in America, and it's definitely a bold move by the Ford Motor Company.
I would have never guessed that you could take 700 pounds out of that F-150 without changing its cost. What a great way to get more power, more fuel economy, but we are a little cautious to see how this does in the real world in terms of accident repair and insurance costs. We've spoken extensively with Ford about it, and they, of course, assure that it won't skip a beat and it's a non-issue, but it will be interesting to see. But the benefits, you know, are quite clear. What a huge advantage. And given the long product cycles for its competitors, Ford's going to have that advantage for quite some time.
So true. Everybody check out consumerreports.org, and you can check out this survey. We've been talking about the Car Brand Perception Survey. Jeff Bartlett, always a pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.